This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Monday, 22 April, year of our Lord, 2024. We have Mike Lee, Senator. We got MTG. We're 0 for 2. We have Ben. We have Dave Brett. We have Ben Hardwell. We're trying to juggle a lot right here, folks. So bear with us. A lot of people want to come on. We're trying to get slots for everybody. Make sure we get everybody up. Burquam, I think, is going to talk to Andrew Giuliani when he gets out. Andrew, I think, was in the court earlier today. Ben's also going to try to go up and get to this rally, anti-Muslim Brotherhood Hamas rally up at Columbia University. All in New York City is on fire with this. And it's all the same. What's happening down, this is what progressive Marxists have visited on this country. From the southern tip of Manhattan, that's all. Look at all the education of all the prosecutors and Tish James and that whole crowd. They're all Ivy League, progressives, and it's all neo-Marxist. They hate MAGA. They hate the Republic that is the United States of America. They hate Trump because Trump put you in the room, makes you a preferred shareholder, and put you in the room as head of the creditors committee. They hate him. And they want to put him in prison for 700 years. Tish James is even arguing now that the company that put up the bond is not legit, so that the bond's no good. She's arguing that. What's happening there, same thing happening up at Columbia. The symptom of the problem is the pro-Muslim Brotherhood Sharia supremacists that are chanting death to America and trying to intimidate Americans. But how did these folks get here? How did they get inculcated into the biggest institutions we've got? The media, the courts, politics, the universities, culture. How'd that happen? How did that happen? And now some of the people that are being terrorized by, I got it. It's unacceptable. But those people are the ones that mock MAGA every day of the week. They hate MAGA. What percentage of those people were out in the summer of love with BLM and, yeah, BLM's great and open the southern border? No, 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 no. We have to have clarity here. It's time to have clarity. Real clarity. You're either for this country or you're not. Okay? You're either for the United States of America and this amazing republic, constitutional republic that was bequeathed to us, or you're not. That's a dividing line. They need a purge. You're going to go up, today you must take care of the symptom. That's what's happening on the lawn with these encampments, whether they're at New Haven at Yale or whether over in Cambridge at MIT or whether they're up on northern Manhattan at Columbia. But that's just a symptom. The problem is the progressives in the court system in New York, on the faculty at Columbia, in the faculty senate, at the administration of Columbia. The progressives own this. That's their institution. Why do we need MAG cops who are going to put themselves in harm's way, who are Trump backers? Or if you go a little bit over to the east of where Columbia was, I think, to where the bodega was, you got them five deep for Trump. Those people in that crowd, those citizens in that crowd, guess what? They ain't at Columbia, okay? They don't get into Columbia. They're not considered elite, but they got Trump's back. And that's why Trump needs another show of force every day of the week. MTG joins us now. Congressman Green, we spent the first hour. First of all, I got Jack Posobiec on here. We went through, since Mika is slobbering all over and Morning Joe slobbering over Johnson in his Churchill moment, and they're saying it was a road to Kiev. It's a Damascene moment. You know, he's like Saul of Tarsus, and now he's St. Paul, and they're slobbering all over him. David Ignatius slobbering all over him. We went through the actual intel, Poland, you know, the Balkans, Finland. It's all a lie. And if it's not a lie, he ought to bring the receipts to show it's not a lie, that he got hoodwinked. Also, my question for him is, did you have the same level of security briefing about the invasion of the 15 million people in the southern border, which is a clear and present danger? And what did that briefing tell you? Didn't it show you that it was much more of a threat to our republic than what's happening over in Central Asia, in two Slavic nations slugging it out in Russian-speaking eastern border of Ukraine? Or did he not even get a briefing? MTG, War Room's just adamant. The posse's adamant. Johnson's got to go. Mm-hmm. McCarthy lied to us. McCarthy went. Johnson's actually, I think, lied more because at least McCarthy didn't try to treat us like fools. He just lied to us. Johnson's trying to sell you that he's actually Mr. Christian, Mr. Biblical worldview, and that this is what MAGA wants, this is what Trump wants, which is a total bald-faced lie, ma'am.
Johnson's done even worse than that, Steve. You know, just for the War Room to know, Jake Sherman tweeted out this morning, Biden wins. Won on every single policy issue, and this is all possible due to Mike Johnson. And this is not what Republican voters gave us the majority for. Steve, you're asking the right questions, and these are the same questions I'm asking. You know, I demand, here's what I want to demand for all of us to see. If we're going to have to give $61 billion to Ukraine, in order for the Ukrainian men to be slaughtered on the battlefield, because this just continues the war maybe a few more months, maybe to the end of the summer. It doesn't guarantee a Ukrainian victory because everyone knows they're going to lose eventually. It just is a matter of when. But it does guarantee that more Ukrainian men will be slaughtered on the battlefield. And what the American people deserve to know is we want to know the proof. We want to know the proof of Russia's plans to continue to go all the way to Kiev and then take Poland and continue to go marching across Europe like they've claimed and like they've told us on all these news shows over and over again. We demand the proof, because if the American people are going to have to pay for it, then show us this proof that was shown to Mike Johnson in the skiff. Why is this classified information? If this is a real threat to all of Europe, if this is a threat to America and our national security, then roll out the presentation. I want to see the PowerPoints. I want to see all the information. But you want to know something? The American people deserve it, Steve. They deserve to see all this. And we know what's happening on the southern border. We know that Mike Johnson didn't go to the White House and go in the Situation Room and wasn't shown the giant threats coming into America every single day, because they don't care about that. They care about continuing the business model built on blood and murder and war in foreign countries, the business model that continues funding the military-industrial complex in order to supposedly to create American jobs and build up the American economy. This is the most disgusting business model that anyone has ever seen, probably in the history of mankind. And the American people are done with it, Steve. You don't want to know something? I got to tell you, I've not seen people this angry since November of 2020. I mean, they are off the charts angry. But there's a serious difference that I've observed. You know, in November of 2020, they were furious and they were invigorated to do something about it. And they wanted to defend our elections and they wanted to know what happened and what went wrong. And that launched a massive wave of election integrity across the country that America needed, desperately needed. There was the fight is still going for election integrity. Thank God. But this time, Steve, this is different. They're angry on a whole nother level. And here's what really worries me. They're done with the Republican Party. They are absolutely done with Republican leadership like Mike Johnson, who totally sold us out to the Democrats, joined the Uniparty faster than anyone we've ever seen in history, and literally made a night and day change in a matter of months. Betrayed everyone, betrayed the entire Republican Party, betrayed Republican voters, betrayed the Republican Conference. And voters are so angry this time, but I'm really worried. I am really worried. They're so angry. They're not going to give us a majority back in 2025. And this is why we absolutely have to hold Mike Johnson accountable. This is why our Republican majority is going to have to do the heavy lifting. And this is why he cannot remain speaker.
This is the key point. People have taken for granted that MAGA, and to win, you need a MAGA 100%, and I say 110%, and we can get that. But people just can't take MAGA for granted. Because right now, people are saying, why would we vote for, well, you're just voting for Hakeem Jeffries. Axios says Hakeem Jeffries has put in an article, Hakeem Jeffries is running the floor, first time a minority leader's ever done it, to run the floor and the rules. The 101 that voted, first of all, we did have the conference, 112 to 101. How do the 101 and Johnson justify the fact that they time and again went to the American people and said, we're securing the border before we put any money to Ukraine? How does Johnson and that crowd justify this? Because right now, the audience is furious, and they're furious at them for this bait and switch, bald-faced lie.
They should be furious. You know, want to know something? And those 101 Republicans and Mike Johnson himself should really be looking in the mirror and asking themselves, how am I going to win an election? Because you're right. MAGA cannot be ignored. You want to know what they constantly love to lecture me, Steve, in our conference meetings and when I'm in Washington? They love to say, oh, Marjorie, your district is different. Oh, Marjorie, you know, your district is, that's just what your district is. What a bunch of, and that's so insulting. Let me tell you why. The same voters in my district are in every single district across this entire country. And not a Republican in our conference can get reelected without those voters. And those voters are the base. Those voters are MAGA. Those voters are America first. And they are fed up. They're absolutely done. They are hardcore ready to vote for Trump. They're going to jump over every hurdle put in front of them to vote for Trump. But they are very likely, a lot of them, going to be skipping the down ballot races, which is terrifying. And that should really concern everyone. But do you blame them, Steve? When Mike Johnson literally hands over full control to Hakeem Jeffries and allows him to put all the bills, yeah. Chuck Schumer rams all these bills through, and Mike Johnson is like, this is the best I can do in a bipartisan government. What a lie. Absolutely a blatant total lie. And here's another lie, Steve. I'm so sick of it. Everybody's lying when they say Democrats are going to take over. That if we remove Johnson, it will make Hakeem Jeffries speaker. That is a blatant lie. And I'm tired of that lie. That is being a coward.
Axios just pulled, if we can pull it up, I think Axios just put the story out that Hakeem Jeffries is the speaker. This is why Biden's getting everything he wants. They played Johnson so much, and they're the ones saying now they have Johnson's back. All the Republicans are threatening and coming to the original heartache and threatening, oh, we're going to resign, turn over. First off, Hakeem Jeffries runs it right now. So this would just make this would just formalize what is a fact. Number two, call their frickin' bluff. Now's the great unmasking. Now's the time to see. Republican, Democrat doesn't mean anything anymore. You're the populist nationalist or you're a globalist elite, part of the elite globalist, okay? That's the that's the bifurcated American political scene. Let's have these guys come forward. If they want to resign and turn it over, then means they're Democrats, then call their bluff. Don't sit there and suck your thumb and go, oh, we could really be in jeopardy here. He runs the floor right now. What do you need? The middle of the night rules committee thing, when he didn't even take the Republicans, the guarantee that we had, that they were guaranteed with Massey and Norman and Chip Roy, nothing could get to the floor that didn't have the approval of the Republicans. Johnson and his team, and this is the other thing about, by the way, Congressman, if you hang on, we're going to go to break here in a second, about President Trump. The team around President Trump that are just Republican cuck political operatives and set up President Trump, and he was set up at that Mar-a-Lago fiasco to appear like he was given Johnson carte blanche. He does not support you, Johnson, 100%. Trust me. He's furious about what happened. And the people around Trump that set that up and made President Trump look bad because, hey, right now they got him in a courtroom and they think they got him cornered. They do not. What's going to get us out of here is Trump going full Trump, full MAGA, not playing the games by their rules. Short break. Let's take care. Congressman Green on the other side.
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Say that he seems thinner than I have seen him in the past. He seems considerably older, and he seems annoyed, resigned, maybe angry. He seems like a man who's miserable to be here. And that, and that's, you know, I'm no body language expert, and this is just my observation, but he seemed old and tired and mad.
Why does he not have a criminal conspiracy investigation from Fannie Willis in Georgia to Big Tish James in New York City, the Justice Department? Why have they not been sent letters? Preserve your documents. Why have hearings not gone on? Why have they not broken these things up? You know why? Because they don't really have Trump's back. They want MAGA to go away. They want Trump to be defeated in November. Yes, yes, I know. I said the quiet part out loud. Okay, welcome back. Mike Davis, and I forget, it was close to a year ago when the charges were filed, or shortly thereafter, you brought to the nation's attention here in War Room, Matthew Colangelo. And you, said, because they're so incompetent, that, and Cy Vance, these guys realized there was no case here. But even when sourcing these guys started putting the pressure, they need to get lawfare against Trump, Alvin Bragg, let's just say he's not Louis Brandeis, okay? They, first off, you have to have a three-digit IQ to be Louis Brandeis. So assume that we know that Alvin Bragg doesn't hit the three-digit IQ. So they sent a senior guy, like the number three guy at Justice, that one of the senior guys has been bouncing around for years under Eric Holder's Civil Rights Division, okay? They sent him up there, and he's the architect of this. And you outed this guy. Not in a million years, and maybe because I am not as cynical as you, maybe because I'm a little more naive, but not in a million years, I thought they would walk into our... He actually gave the opening argument. I mean, when Mike Davis said it's hardwired to the Biden White House and it's hardwired to Merrick Garland's office of DOJ, you think he would try to hide it, but there's such a group of buffoons. Colangelo had to make the opening argument, I went off this morning. Where in the hell's the criminal conspiracy? The Justice Department guy gave the opening argument. He's the architect of this. This is hardwired to Joe Biden, and we need to make Biden's White House and Merrick Garland own Colangelo, of which they know they're in such desperate shape with this kind of, Rubik's Cube case, that they have to have him, Bigfoot, Big Tish James, and Bragg, and actually give the opening argument. Mike Davis.
Well, this is obviously Biden-driven lawfare and election interference against Trump, and Biden's fingerprints are on all four of these unprecedented criminal prosecutions. Like you said, it was Matthew Colangelo who got deployed from the number three office, a senior political appointee in the Biden Justice Department, to resurrect this zombie case against Trump based upon a bogus legal theory that was passed over by the prior Manhattan DA, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Bragg himself. And then they brought this indictment to interfere in the election. This is based upon allegations from 2017 that Trump somehow in 2017 cooked his books to win the election in 2016. It's absurd on its face. These are at best bookkeeping misdemeanors that are time barred beyond the statute of limitations, well beyond the statute of limitations. They're not even bookkeeping misdemeanors, but being most charitable to their case, if you had a motion to dismiss as a judge, you'd have to look at it that way. That is at best what is alleged here. And they have taken these bookkeeping misdemeanors at best that are time barred and came up with a convoluted legal theory, probably driven by Matthew Colangelo, to charge Trump, for a first president in our history to get charged, and they timed it for the presidential election. So Trump is stuck in a courtroom defending against 34 felony cases, felony counts against him. He's stuck in the courtroom for the next 2 months. You have this Soros-funded Manhattan DA teaming up, Alvin Bragg teaming up with this Biden senior political appointee, Matthew Colangelo. You have this Democrat Manhattan judge Juan Merchan, who donated to Trump donated to Biden in 2020, and another anti-Trump cause whose adult daughter Lauren Merchan has raised $100 million from this unprecedented criminal trial over which her father is presiding. That is a clear conflict of interest under New York law. Even a former federal Clinton judge from the Southern District of New York went on Caitlin Collins' show on CNN on April 5th and said that this Judge Merchan clearly has to recuse under this New York statute. It's a clear conflict of interest. His adult daughter has a financial stake in this criminal prosecution. So
why would they risk Colangelo? It's bad enough Colangelo's in the courtroom. It's bad enough that we've outed Colangelo, right, and made him famous, put his photo up so everybody can see what a lovely guy he is. Given his history, given his Eric Holder, given the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, given all the neo-Marxist, you know, Stalinist law, that the way he and Weisberg roll. Why would they possibly, is it because the case is that tenuous and somebody, the engine room is informing, it's a Rube Goldberg machine, and you're absolutely correct. Why are they so desperate? Because once he gets up there and argues, we can hammer this guy nonstop. This is the connection between Biden, Garland, and what they're doing to Trump. This is pure lawfare now. Are they that desperate? Are the lawyers as the prosecutors that weak that he's the only guy to get up and make the opening statement that really lays out the case?
This is a malicious prosecution. It's part of a criminal conspiracy by these Biden Democrats to violate Trump and so many others' civil rights, to interfere in the election because they fear American voters on November 5th, 2024. They know Trump is beating Biden like a drum, according to all polling. And they see polling that suggests if they win one of these criminal convictions against Trump, that Biden could beat Trump. And I would say this is going to backfire spectacularly on the Democrats, as we've been talking about predicting for 20 months now, Steve, since the Mar-a-Lago raid. This is obviously coordinated Democrat lawfare and election interference. Again, Colangelo came from the Biden Justice Department for this one. Jonathan Sue, Biden's deputy White House counsel, waived Trump's claim of constitutional executive privilege going back 250 years to George Washington on behalf of Joe Biden that led to the Mar-a-Lago raid and Jack Smith's two indictments, one for presidential records he's allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act, and one for the January 6th nonsense. Also, Fannie Willis, big Fannie Willis down in Fulton County, Georgia, hired her dumb, unqualified boyfriend, Nathan Wade, who actually was dumb enough to put in billing records his meetings where he billed 16 hours of his time, $250 an hour, to meet with the Biden White House, including the Biden White House counsel, before they brought their January 6th indictment for the non-crime of objecting to a presidential election, which is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and the First Amendment. That's why Democrats aren't in jail for objecting to Republican wins in 1968, 2000, 2004, and 2016. Joe Biden's fingerprints are on all four of these unprecedented Republic-ending criminal prosecutions of a former president and leading presidential candidate. What the hell are they going to do? Do they really think that this Democrat Judge Juan Merchan and this Soros prosecutor Alvin Bragg and this Biden senior political operative Matthew Colangelo, do they really think that the American people are going to accept that you just put the leading presidential candidate in prison instead of face him on November 5th, like we're Zimbabwe, and that's going to fly with the American people? You're going to turn President Trump into a legend. You're going to turn him into Nelson Mandela. He is going to win by a landslide.
Why do we not have Jim Jordan or anybody doing a criminal conspiracy? Why are they not sending preserve the documents? If they need it any more up in your face, Colangelo giving the opening argument, the opening statement. Why is there crickets on Capitol Hill? Why are there crickets with state AGs? Why does no one in the Republican Party that depends upon Trump to raise all the money, to win the White House, to come back and do all this, why is it always on his shoulders? Why is it always come back that Trump's got to get it done? Oh, we'll take care. We'll give him Ukraine because we'll take care when Trump comes in. He'll get peace. Oh, the border, we can't do anything. We got to wait for Trump. Why are they always waiting for Trump, yet they never help Trump? Nobody lifts a finger to help Trump. Now, why is a criminal conspiracy? Why are they not sending letters? Why is Jim Jordan not doing this? Why are they funding the Justice Department? Why are they funding the FBI? Why are they sending money up to the New York State? Why is this happening? This is what's maddening. Why, Mike Davis? Make it make sense for me, sir.
Well, Jim Jordan tweets, right? I mean, what more does he need to do besides tweeting? I mean, you would think if he's the House Judiciary Committee chairman, he would have, like, subpoena power, and he could actually do something about this, that the House Republicans could have put appropriations writers to say that if you're going to prosecute a presidential candidate, a main presidential candidate between now and November 5th, 2024, that is election interference. You can wait until after the election. And if you don't want to wait till after the election, you lose your federal funding. There's a lot of things that could have been done and should have been done over the last 20 months. And, the Republican politicians tend to be the biggest cowards on the planet, so maybe that's why they didn't do it. They fear it. I get Jim Jordan, to his credit, he did issue subpoenas to Bragg's office, and I think Fannie Willis's office, maybe Tish James's office. I don't think those offices responded to the subpoenas, and I don't think there's been any court action.
They blew him off. Yeah. They blew him off. They blew him off. He sent a tough worded letter, and he sent some subpoenas. And they just blew him off. Who's Jim Jordan? Because there's no bite, there's no teeth. Mike Hanger, for 1 second. I know you got to bounce, but I just got to ask you. Thursday is also on another topic, the immunity situation. One of the most important arguments in the history of the Supreme Court. Of course, President Trump won't be there. If I was President Trump, I'd go to the immunity thing and let him put me in a jail cell. And I'd go to Barron's graduation. I'd do both of them. Say, come on, dude. Stand up to him. Just do it. See the chips fall. Birchgold.com, the fifth installment, totally free, is out. I need you to download it, read it. We're going to go through it as we get some time this week.
Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
The fifth installment is called The End of Economic Freedom, and what it talks about is fiat currency, the central bank digital currency, and this de-dollarization movement. It kind of ties everything together, and why central banks throughout the world are buying gold at record rates. It's totally free, as in all the other four installments, but go there today, birchgold.com/Bannon. You can download it. Get on the list. You can download it. We're very proud of the work we did on this. Also, you can talk to Philip Patrick and the team. I think you know times are turbulent. To tell you how more turbulent it's going to go, look at this courtroom in Lower Manhattan. That's where the rule of law stands today, okay? A neo-Marxist takeover of our judicial system and our court system. And look up at Columbia. One of the great President Eisenhower used to be the president of it. I think it started as King's College, one of the great institutions of learning for many, many decades. Well, now they got Sharia supremacists camping out on the really taking over the university. And of course, they got a bunch of progressive left professors that think that's just terrific. So go today and find out about how you get a hedge against times of turbulence. You see the relative price of gold to the dollar? Well, just do some math and tell me where that's going. The end of the dollar empire, the end of economic freedom. So make sure you go check it out today. Also, I'm so proud of the coffee. Here's what I want you to do when you go to these sites. Check out the reviews. Don't take it from me. I'm a big believer in just give people access to the information, let them make their own mind up. But the best checking they can do is somebody that's used it. Go to warpath.coffee/warm. You get the discount. But just go. There's over 4,000 reviews, I think, right now. And they get some. There are a couple of negative reviews. That's fine. But the, like, 3,900 are, like, raves. But just go check it out. See what your fellow compatriots say. The same with Sacred Human Health, the grass-fed beef liver. Just look at the reviews up there from people about the energy boost, about how they feel after they take it. SacredHumanHealth.com. Just go to the website, immerse yourself in the information, and see what your fellow warriors are saying about it. Mike Davis, so talk about the neo-Marxist takeover. Tomorrow, and this is why the court in Manhattan is inextricably linked with Columbia. What's happening at both is what's happening to America and to our institutions. And they're sitting there going, oh, Bannon, all these guys that follow Bannon and the MAGA and the posse, Warren Posse, all they want to do is tear stuff down, want to tear institutions. And no, you've infected our institutions with neo-Marxism, and that's what's got to go. And we are going to purge it. We are going to purge it. It must be purged or we're going to lose this nation. Tomorrow, they don't even start in the arguments again because they got to argue the gag order, the unconstitutional gag order. Poor Trump. They got Michael Cohen doing podcasts. He's up there. They got Norm Eisen, and they've got Conway in the overflow room. These guys are holding court for these reporters all day long, putting their spin on it. They've got the entire apparatus. And man, is my girl Rachel okay? Is she doing okay? Something, I don't know, you're taking the Ozempic or what's happening? Rachel, you don't look good. You're dogging Trump. Not looking the best, man. Are you okay? We want Rachel to be okay. We got to have Rachel. The gag order's tomorrow morning. What's going to happen on this? Are they going to send Trump to a couple of nights in jail because of the gag order?
Well, first of all, I would say that I don't know if Rachel Maddow should be making any comments about anyone's appearance. She's not exactly a looker. And I would say this about President
I can't believe you went there on my Rachel. Leave my Rachel alone. She picking on poor President Trump. Man, not a good day to do that, Rachel. Not the best look, Mike Davis.
Well, if you're going to say Trump's, if you're going to talk about Trump looking old, I'd say that Rachel Maddow's not exactly attractive, but somehow they put her on MSNBC. So, you know, I have a face for radio too, but I'm not making millions of dollars as an anchor. So, you know, I get it. Rachel and I both have a face for radio. But I would say this about that gag order up against Trump in New York. That is an unconstitutional, illegal gag order. If there's anyone on the planet who must have the constitutional rights under the First, Sixth, and 14th Amendments to raise objections about the judge, the prosecutor, their staffs, the witnesses, the evidence, the process, it is a criminal defendant going through a process, particularly when that criminal defendant feels like that criminal process has been politicized and weaponized against him. And this illegal gag order prevents President Trump from talking about Matthew Colangelo, that senior Biden Justice Department political appointee who got deployed to Bragg's office to bring this zombie case. That this unconstitutional gag order prevents President Trump from talking about Lauren Michonne, Judge Michonne's adult daughter, who has raised $100 million off of her Democrat Manhattan judge father's unprecedented criminal trial of a presidential candidate. Even a former Clinton Southern District of New York judge said that Judge Michonne should recuse, April 5th, 2024, on Caitlin Collins' show on CNN. This is clearly unconstitutional. It's clearly un-American what they're doing. Gag orders are supposed to protect criminal defendants to make sure that they get a fair trial. It is a limited time, place, and manner restriction to ensure that the criminal defendant's constitutional rights are protected, and it curtails First Amendment rights in a very limited way. These Democrat prosecutors and Democrat judges have turned the Constitution on its head by illegally gagging a criminal defendant. If Trump is somehow threatening witnesses or threatening jurors or threatening the judge, the prosecutor can bring obstruction of justice or witness tampering charges. Putting an illegal gag order on a criminal defendant is clearly unconstitutional. I think it's reversible error, but here's the deal. They don't care. Matthew Colangelo, Alvin Bragg, Judge Juan Merchan, they don't care if they get reversed on appeal. Their only goal is to get a criminal conviction before November 5th, 2024, because they think that that could change the polling and President Biden could come back from the dead and beat President Trump.
On Thursday, one of the most important cases ever argued before the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. Just give us, we'll have you back on for more details. Just to highlight, what should we be thinking about in regards to that?
I would say to the Supreme Court justices, if you do not find that a president of the United States, any president of the United States, is immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts, not their personal acts, their official acts, we are going to destroy the presidency and therefore destroy our country. Federal judges are immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts. So are members of Congress. Why the hell would the president of the United States not be immune? And if he's not immune, does that mean the Trump 47 Justice Department can indict and charge Obama and now Judge David Barron on the First Circuit, who was Obama's legal advisor at the time, for their extrajudicial drone strike on two American citizens, including a minor? Can the Trump 47 Justice Department charge Biden for his illegal mass parole of illegal immigrants into our country and the resulting crimes? Do the Democrats really want to go down this?
We'll try to get you on tomorrow morning after the gag order. The gag order is going to be before really the trial recommences. So we'll try to get you on in the morning, Mike. Fantastic job. And of course, this Thursday, immunity. Where do people go in the interim to get all your stuff, all your material?
Article3project.org, article3project.org. You can donate there at article3project, at article3project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. Personal, MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA. And thank you, Steve.
Let's go to Ben Berquam back at Columbia. What do you got for us, Ben?
I moved spots. I came around to this side. By the way, if you're sending your students to this college, you're wasting your money, $60,000 a year. And this is the so-called demilitarized education, which has been militarized by radical leftist communists. And it's like this at every university across this country. We got some guys laughing over here, but it's the sad reality. You can't have a conversation. You can't be open-minded. You know, it's what the liberals used to be. They used to be open-minded. They used to be tolerant. And it's the exact opposite on college campuses now. And you are 100% right. We shouldn't have to have Marine veterans being walking their fellow students to class to keep them safe. That should not be happening on college campuses. And it's up to every single American to stop this. It's up to every single one of us to, first off, take your kids out of public school. But this is a cancer that has to be defeated.
The Robert Krafts of the world, all the billionaires that underwrite this nonsense, it's got to be just not stop. If they stop the funding, they expect the administration of the university to care. If they're not, they're all neo-Marxists too. You saw that in the congressional hearings.
They're never going to do it.
These places have to be purged. Progressives have to be purged from the university system.
Right.
They got to break the tenure. They got to get rid of all those professors up on that on the steps today that are really backing terrorists. They're intimidating. Take it from the young women. They sit there and go, I can't even walk across campus. I feel terror. That's out of that's them saying it, not the war room. That's these young girls that feel very unsafe because you got a bunch of Sharia supremacist jihadis down there chanting death to America. How many of the professors, 30 walked by, how many agreed that if you chanted death to America, you should be kicked off the campus? How many?
One, only one, and I don't even think he was a professor. He was just in the line. So out of the faculty that walked by, only one said you shouldn't be able to chant death to America on U.S. college campuses. The rest were utterly silent. They're controlled by this agenda, and it's like, again, it's like this. This is a fraction of what we see. It's like this at every major university across our country.
Ben, you were down at Lower Manhattan. You saw the hyenas, and that's where all the mainstream media are hyenas. They love Trump being in this position, right? They're hyenas. You're seeing up at Columbia. Yeah. Your closing thoughts on your day in Manhattan.
Well, I'll just say this. I'm going to switch hats for a second. I wear, you know, I typically wear my Real America's Voice hat. Let me put this one on for the posse out there. If we don't get President Trump back in office in 2024, this country is gone. And if we don't get MAGA representatives to stand with him in the House and the Senate and get rid of the rhinos, no more. To me, they're worse. I heard you say they could be as bad. To me, the rhinos are worse because at least the Democrats are stabbing us in the front. We have to get rid of them. You talk about purging. You got to get them out of the House and the Senate, and you got to get President Trump back in office. No question. That's it. Or else our country's dead.
Ben Burquam, how do people get to all your content, brother?
I'm just about to post some of the specifically the one where I challenge the faculty here. I'm going to post that at Ben Burquam on social media, at Real America's Voice on all the America's Voice social media, americasvoice.news, and we'll have some articles up on frontlineamerica.com, and I'll be back down at the courthouse tomorrow morning and then heading to the illegal alien encampments across the city as well. We haven't even touched that story since I've been back here yet, so stay tuned for that.
It's a whole nother level of crazy. This is New York City, the greatest city in the world. Yeah. Sinks into the abyss of anarchy and chaos. Thank you, Ben. I want to thank Rob and Parker Sig for also supporting people like Ben Burquam. Ben's there doing tremendous work. We're going to be covering Andrew Giuliani. We got Laura Loomer, Mike Davis, we're covering the trial, but he's also going to be on this because the campus is on fire, Times Square is on fire, and then you've got the illegal alien invasion, which has totally wrecked the city, destroyed the budget. Of course, the mayor's down in Miami at some, I'm not making this up, the mayor is down there with all everything going on. He's down at a climate change conference that the ocean may go an inch onto the Brooklyn docks, like an inch, right, rise an inch. He's down there for that. We're going to take a short commercial break. At 6 o'clock, John Fredericks on Real America's Voice. 6 o'clock, John Fredericks is going to have a no-holds-barred interview with President Trump that you're going to have to see. It's fantastic. He asks a lot of tough questions, and President Trump gives him very reasoned and thought-through responses, so don't miss this. John Fredericks, and John Fredericks also running tomorrow in Pennsylvania, I think 17 it is. Make sure you support John Fredericks. He's trying to become a national Republican committee person to go to the campaign or go to the convention in Milwaukee. He used to be in Virginia. He was the chairman of Trump Virginia. When I ran it in 16, he's now up in Pennsylvania as he builds out the radio stations. Don't let the government, more than ever, don't let the government get in your business. What I mean by that, don't let them look at your content, your emails, your text messages, listen to your phone. They just passed wireless FISA with the Republicans driving it. Go to silent.com/Bannon, slnt.com/Bannon to get your...
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, the engine room brings up something very, very, very important. They say it's probably more dangerous. We should have security for Ben. It's probably more dangerous for Ben Burquam up there at Columbia and even down in Manhattan with the crime, lower Manhattan with the crime and the illegal aliens in Midtown, and then up at, with the jihadist and the leftist combined up at Columbia, than some of the work he does on the border. And I don't think you're too far wrong. That's where New York City is right now, and that's where the country is, and we have to face that. This thing with Trump, and tomorrow we're going to cover the gag order, then the trial restarts. Mike Davis will be up and doing an entire breakdown, and of course, the immunity hearings, that's going to come at the Supreme Court. Huge argument on Thursday. We'll cover that wall to wall also. As Lawfare, and the way the Democrats look at it, it's working. They raise a bunch of money. They suck. They bleed out President Trump. They take his time in here. The Lawfare is working. That's why I'm going crazy on where's the criminal conspiracy. Let's tie them up for a while. Let's go on offense, Jim Jordan. No, don't go on handy and tell me everything you're going to do and send some tweets out. That's all performative. Nothing's happening to back President Trump. Nothing. You've got War Room. You got a couple other shows. Besides that, it's total crickets. Nothing's happening to support President Trump. Let me repeat that. Nothing. The Republican Party is not going, not Johnson. What did he do when he came? Oh, Trump supports me 100%. What did you say you were going to do for President Trump? I don't remember you saying anything. It's absolutely outrageous. One of the things we're trying to do here is build an alternative economy. We're doing that with young entrepreneurs. You got Catherine O'Neill. Make sure to try out also Glenn's story. And he's a wild man, and I love him, at Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Bannon. The best phone service in the known universe and done with people to support your values. He was there with us this weekend. Glenn's story is everywhere. We're going to be back in Texas with him in the month of May. One of my favorite people, Catherine O'Neill. Catherine, you're a young entrepreneur out of the Trump administration. Tell us a special you got for us today.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me back on. So our special today is that we're doing a buy two, get one free burger box. And let me just show you right here our burger packed fresh today. It's still fresh. You can see, not frozen. And buy two, get one box free today. No promo code, free shipping. And the thing is, Steve, I keep about 50 pounds of this in my freezer at home. You know, we're going into uncertain times. So now is a really good time to get a great deal to stock up on this burger. Super healthy, no antibiotics, no hormones. So get it today while it lasts.
So where do they, by the way, you keep 50 pounds just because that cowboy husband of yours, he got a couple of buddies come over, what? They got 50 pounds to throw on the grill. You went full Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve, my husband is 6'8", so it takes a lot to feed that man. So 50 pounds is probably not enough. But yeah, go to merriweatherfarms.com. to get your buy two, get one free burger box. And we also have some other products up too, if you want to get some other products that are back in stock. But today we're offering this special on burger. Get it now. Go to merriweatherfarms.com. And like I said, you don't need a promo code or anything. It's already booked in there, and it comes with free shipping. And it's a great deal, super high quality burger. Best burger ever.
We just cooked up a bunch of it last week. My producer and one of my nephews are master chefs. It was just incredible. By the way, when you left Florida to go to, when we left the White House, go back to Florida where you're from. You have a long history and your family has a long history in Wyoming. But I can tell you, Catherine went full cowboy. She went full Wyoming when she went out there. God bless.
Well, listen, we're going to expand to Florida soon. We're going to expand to Florida in the next few years. So we're starting here, and then we're going to go to Florida next.
Awesome.
So keep it on the list.
Awesome. Awesome. Catherine, one more time, where do folks go?
Yep.
Where do they go?
Merriweatherfarms.com. buy two, get one free burger boxes, free shipping. Got to stock up today.
Wow. You'll love it. You'll love these burgers. You'll love the meat there. It's beef. She totally, she's perfected this. No outside
Thank
bad stuff.
So
we
got
to get Rachel Maddow. Unfortunately, I think Rachel Maddow is a vegan or whatever it is. I'm not so sure. Why don't we
like
do
she's
that?
Pretty
from the war
deficient
room.
In protein and vitamin B12.
Protein.
You could probably use some.
She needs
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, ma'am.
Awesome. Merriweather Farm.
You. Thank you. Everybody go check it out today. John Frederick's incredible interview in Real America's Voice. Just keep it here. We're going to go over, and of course, Real America's Voice produces our show now, our 6 o'clock show. In fact, we're going to go actually to their studios back in Palm Beach where I got Dave Bratt is come back. And Dave, we got some capital market stuff to go through. We got to get to you. The next hour is totally packed. Mike Lindell, people are raving about the deals you laid out this morning, sir. Walk us back through it.
Yeah, I want to quick tell you this, Steve. A lot of free stuff today. Jimmy Kimmel just sent this to me for my wedding. He had heard about it, and he was mocking me on TV, and he sent me a garbage can. I went to my register from last year. So I want to thank Jimmy. We're going to have my show tonight. It's going to be a Jimmy Kimmel, Mike Lindell reunion. So it's a free day, everybody. What we're doing for the War Room Posse is with your purchase today, any purchase, we're giving away a free Roll and Go Anywhere flag, my pillow, and you guys have responded. And also, this is the last day or second, I guess tomorrow too, of free shipping. So you get free shipping on your entire order. Go to the website, and there it is, the exclusive War Room special. Any purchase, you're getting this Go Anywhere my pillow. And I'll tell you, I use them for everything, absolutely free. All the pillows, all the offers there that you have, the $25 My Pillows. By the way, Steve, because of the War Room Posse, we have expanded our production today. People are getting overtime. We're expanding
Whoa.
Our employment. Yeah, this
Whoa.
Is a big day at My Pillow.
Whoa.
We have offered overtime
action,
to all of them.
Action, action,
action. Yeah, big response,
wow.
everybody. We want to thank you all. Now let's get my employees that take the phones, get them covered too. 800-873-1062. My employees are so grateful for you. We're sending a free Roll and Go Anywhere revival flag, my pillow, absolutely free with the promo code War Room and free shipping on your entire order. Best special of the year, Steve.
Mike, thank you so much. Thank you for carving out time this afternoon to join us. Appreciate it. Look for you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's show is going to be on fire. The 6 o'clock show is going to be on fire. You also got John Fredericks. We'll probably stream that. You got to multitask here if you're part of the War Room Posse. The nation depends on you. Madeline Peltz all upset already. I said the university's got to be purged of the progressives. Like starting tomorrow morning, Madeline, purged the faculty and the staffs. Stick around. You got another hour of the War Room. Plus John Frederickson, REV. Great interview with the president.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest, from the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care. Visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.